Now, what about patients who are premenopausal and then get adjuvant chemotherapy and go into a premature menopause because of the adjuvant chemotherapy? How do you approach hormonal therapy in that situation? Do you approach them as a postmenopausal patient or a premenopausal?
Well, this is a very important point to make because a lot of women, of course, do go through cessation of periods and develop hot flashes and really go through what is menopause. But it's important to recognize that both with chemo-induced menopause as well as regular menopause, that the ovaries actually can continue to make estrogen even after clinical menopause. And this may go on for 6 months or even up to 2 years. So when patients have cessation of periods, we know just from historical studies that many of them will regain their menstrual function. And during this time that they're not having periods, they actually may be making plenty of estrogen, and an aromatase inhibitor in that situation would be giving them no protection at all. So for these patients, or even patients who already have gone through menopause at the time of chemo but only did so maybe 3 or 4 or 6 months ago, I still use tamoxifen, and I'll go for 2 years, and then if over that period of time they don't have a period, then I'll switch them to an aromatase inhibitor with the justification that we know that even tamoxifen for 2 or 3 years crossing over to an AI still improves outcome. And so I think for those patients, that's the way to go.
Do you check their FSH, LH, and estradiol levels at that point also?
I generally don't. I think that clinical menopause is really gives you all the answer, unless for some reason it's difficult to interpret. Some women just have a hard time knowing, and they may have some vaginal spotting, and sometimes it's not clear. And in those cases, I might get several assays over time to make sure they're staying in the postmenopausal range. But the reason I don't use them is that a patient who is transiently postmenopausal but is destined to resume her period, say even a month or two down the line, may have postmenopausal numbers. So you can still get misled.